Instant Illumination. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. My most powerful words. Isn't that an interesting concept? My most powerful words. What are your most powerful words? Are your most powerful words, I like me, all is in divine order, I'm fantastic, this is a great world? Or are your most powerful words that nothing goes right in my world, everything's going to hell, and everything is just shot? There's not one happy moment in my life, there's not one happy moment in the world, there's not one happy... What is your most powerful word? How are you using the words you have in your vocabulary to say the things you want to say? Now, here at the University of Healing, here at the University of Healing, we train people not to heal. We do not train people to heal. We do not train people to pretend that they're whole, to pretend that they're healing, to pretend that they're using the energy massage and all these beautiful things to bring about wholeness and a perfect body for themselves. What do we teach people here at the university? We teach people to make their most powerful words that I am whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function in my body is whole. We speak our word of truth about ourselves, and when we speak our word of truth about ourselves, we get that response. We get exactly the response of how we speak our word of truth about ourselves. Now, how do you speak your word of truth about yourself? Do you say about yourself, I'm fantastic, I'm glorious, I'm beautiful, I'm the greatest thing that ever walked upon the face of the earth? Or do you say to yourself, well, oh man, if I was only as handsome as she or he, if I was only as intelligent as they, if I was only as rich, and oh, you know you say those stupid things. You know that. What a dumb thing to say. Don't be jealous. Don't be envious of anybody for anything. You don't know what other things they have gone through to get where they are, and how they're perhaps living in a life that's less than satisfactory because of the things they gave up or the things that they did to get to where they are. We want to get to where we are with a whole body. We want to get to where we are with our ideal spirit, mind, and body. Ideal! We want our stem cells, what do you call them?
Wise cells.
Our wise cells, our wise stem cells, we want our wise stem cells to wisely do what we ask them to do. Now, what's another word we might give to our wise stem cells? We might call them our thoughts. They're not our thoughts, they're far greater than our thoughts, and we think our thoughts are pretty good, and they are wonderful, but our stem cells are far greater than our thoughts because they take the wisdom that's given to them and act upon it without judgment. Our thoughts are acted upon with judgment. And because our thoughts are acted upon with judgment, we do not get as full a report from them, as full a response from them as we can. And we want a full response from our thoughts, from our stem cells, from our wise stem cells, because we want to have the happiest, most content life in the world. Now, what would make you content? Would it be having a boat and sailing out in the ocean and just being at peace just by yourself and having all the food you want and everything else, no concern about anything, just gliding along, enjoying the sun, enjoying it, or be on a desert island, you know, or maybe being in downtown Manhattan and having a penthouse apartment up above everything and nobody bothers you, nobody's building is higher than yours, and you just live a peaceful, quiet existence there with trees lining your penthouse apartment so you think you're in the middle of a forest as you wish, and everything is fantastic. You have your swimming pool there, you have everything, and you press a button and up comes the food that you ordered and you don't even have to do a thing. Kind of interesting, isn't it? Yeah. And no problem. And then you choose to go and take a walk in the park, and you go take a walk in the park. But before you go, you press the button, and that says, maid, come in and super clean the place. And so while you're gone for a walk in the park, the maid comes in and completely cleans your house. Now, isn't that kind of interesting? That's one way. You're on your desert island. Who are you going to call to come and sweep up your beer cans, you know? You know? Yeah. these things are kind of interesting. You have to stop and think, how much can you conceive? Can you be a Robinson Crusoe and create a man Friday who comes out of nowhere and worships you and does everything for you that needs to be done? Interesting, huh? That kind of sounds kind of nice too. But where are you? Where are you in your consciousness? Do you believe you deserve those things? If you believe you deserve them, you'll never get them. If you believe that that's who you are, then you'll have it. Now, what are you? Are you the penthouse? Are you the desert island? Are you whatever you? What are you? And have you made up your mind? And have you called everything good? Oh, I don't want this. Oh, don't say you don't want something, because that's the first thing you're going to get. And I don't want a penthouse apartment. You know? But you don't mean it. But you don't mean it. And that's the silly thing about it. When we really are serious, I say, I don't want to have a Ford. I want to have a Jaguar, you know. And really? Is that right? In what condition do you want the Ford, and in what condition do you want the Jaguar? See, what is our attitude about ourselves? Do we like ourselves? Are you the kind of person that every time you open your heart, inflows something perfect, beautiful, fantastic? Every time you open your mind, everything that comes into your life is absolutely magnificent? If that's who you are, that's great. But if you're the kind of person that every time you turn around, something falls apart, every time you turn around, a problem comes up, well, is that the kind of life you want? You have to be very careful, because we are in charge. My most powerful words are words of unconditional love. And when I unconditionally love myself, I create about myself the most wonderful circumstances. When I unconditionally love myself, I don't discuss or argue with anybody what my desires are, what my goals are. I just go for them. I have my mind so clear and so beautiful and so fantastic. This show that we're watching, there are the discussions between husbands and wives who had misunderstandings. He doesn't clean the house as well as he should and doesn't do the dishes as nice as he should. Now, that's interesting. It's real. It's real. Now, if he would do the dishes and clean the house as he wishes and then do else whatever else he wanted, it'd be great. But he wants what? He wants approval from his spouse. He wants approval from his partner. And his partner might not feel that what he has done is something worthy of approval. And so why wait for approval from somebody who doesn't really understand what you have done? They don't realize that you, instead of just cleaning the apartment, you went down on the floor and cleaned every little spot that was there that you never even noticed. You got so used to seeing it. Pretty soon you thought that was the way it was supposed to be. But cleaned every spot. And then, after he cleaned every spot, he put everything back the way it was, and nobody even knew that he cleaned the spots. So why does he need approval for that? Doing the cleaning would be approval enough. Doesn't it make you feel good when you do something that only you appreciate? I love it when people go away and I clean up a place or I change a place, and then when they come back, I'm not even around, because I had the pleasure of cleaning it, the pleasure of rearranging the furniture, and the pleasure of leaving, and it was still there. And when I come back weeks later and I see the place again, and if they move the furniture at all, I think, well, that's nice that they chose to do that. But most of the time, it's the same way I left it, because I wasn't possessed by it. I just released it. I let it go. And this is what we all want to do. And this is why it's so very important that my most powerful words are, I like me. All is in divine order. I am peace. And that's kind of nice, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That's the way we want to be. That's the way we want to live. And that's all that matters. And so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.